The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I'm obsessed with it, the winter bus. And what makes me have sleepless nights is when you don't have everyone that feels the same way in your club. Like, it's times where I wish I was like a tennis player or a golfer, where it was literally like, look in the mirror, it's you versus you.
There's no pressure. There's no pressure at all. I've been getting pressure since I was 10 years old. I don't think there's no pressure for me because I'm doing something that I love to do. Let's play the game of basketball.
I think your surroundings growing up turns you into a dog. It's just in me, man. I love competing. I love winning. I love just like playing the game. Because I know at some point I ain't gonna be able to play it no more. Well, at that level, every season is like a movie, and I'm like living in it. Like I'm the star in the movie. Like I feel like Batman, Black Panther, all of them.
Not only did I wanted to inspire to be a basketball player and or a football player professionally to get my mom out of this situation, I wanted to have kids early to prove to my father that the way you did it was the absolute wrong way to do it. And I wanted to break the mold to where I want to be there and give him all the life skills, man. I wanted to, you know, tell him this is what your dad went through. This is how you approach it. This is how you go through it.
Whenever I have a kid, not only is he going to be a junior, I'm going to do everything that this man didn't do. They're going to experience things that I didn't experience. The only thing I can do is give them the blueprint, and it's up to them to take their own course whenever that time happens.
All you can do and hope at the end of the road is that you've given your kids enough life lessons to where when it's time for them to live their life, then they can flourish on their own.
I wouldn't pick my kids to stop playing ball, but I will stop ball to make sure my kids are straight.
Everyone is so happy when we all on the same level.
Exactly.
And as soon as you able to become a little successful with anything in life, even as a kid, even as a 14-year-old, 15-year-old, people envy that. Of course I changed. I'm trying to better myself. Why haven't you changed? And that's the things that you have to deal with, even as a kid growing up playing ball.
I knew when I got drafted as an 18-year-old kid that I could play the game of basketball and play it at a high level, even against grown men. One thing I didn't know is that the success I would have. I prayed on the success. I worked my tail off for the success, but had no idea the success I had. And it's just been very humbling and gratifying.
The best teacher in life is experience. And I think over the course of my career, I've just gotten better with every facet of my game. There were times where I didn't really have a low post game. I wasn't a low post threat. There was times where I wasn't a threat from the mid-range. There was times where I wasn't a threat from the outside. There were times where you could literally just try to bait me into doing things that I wasn't great at.
For me, I always told myself, I'm going to commit to the game. I'm going to train. I'm going to prepare myself physically, mentally, spiritually to give to the game if you want to be great. It's a very, very small number of people who get the opportunity to do what we do and inspire people all over the world. For me, I'm trying to push the limit.
What's the limit?
I don't know. I hope I don't know. I hope I never see it. To feel that adversity, to feel that tension is what brings out the best in us. You know, your whole motivation, you know, besides trying to win the game, obviously, is to shutting up the opposing fans and opposing crowd.
I set out a goal 2 years when I came back to bring a championship to the city. I gave everything that I had. I put my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and against all odds, I don't know why we want to take the hardest road. I don't know why the man above gives me the hardest road, but it's nothing the man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude. Like, instead of saying, why me? They're saying, this is what he want me to do.
I'm true to the game, and I know what I bring to the table. And I came back for a reason. I came back to bring a championship to our city. I knew what I was capable of doing. I knew what I learned in the last couple years that I was gone. And when I came back, I knew I had the right ingredients and the right blueprint to help this franchise get back to it, to a place that we've never been.
And at the end of the day, the man above has given me a God, given an ability, and I just try to take full advantage of it. Win, lose, or draw, no matter what, at the end of my career, you'll never get someone to say that he didn't leave it out on the floor. You know, wins and losses and ties and things that happens throughout the course of life. It's just how you pick yourself up. It's how you continue to get better and better. And the difference between me and a lot of other people, or a lot of people that's played the game of basketball, they get so in-depth and so deep about, you know, putting everything in the game of basketball. I'm true to who I am. I'm true to my family. I'm true to my teammates. I'm true to my craft. And then at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens. So, you know, I could care less about a finals record. I could care less if I don't, you know, play well at this game, or, you know, if my teammates don't show up, because I know how much I put into the game and nobody can ever take that away from me.
As far as being an NBA player, how to approach it, how your body and things of that nature, you know, how do you continue to, you know, stay consistent? I've learned all of that on my own, all on the fly, because I never had somebody that I could go to. So, and nobody ever kind of lent a hand to me. And so I've kind of just figured it out.
I never cheated the game. I never cheated a game. I never cheated a process. But for me, off the floor, I think me having my own school in my hometown, me inspiring kids all over the world, being active in politics at times, or social justice and things that goes on in regular life, those are the things that I hope people talk about as well, because those are things that last forever.
I hope we've instilled enough vision in them that they look and see the passion that we put into what we do on a day-to-day basis. You just hope that you've done enough.
I've had goals throughout my whole career. You know, on the court, I wanted to be the rookie of the year my rookie year. I wanted to be an all-star. I wanted to win championships. I wanted to be the MVP of the league. I wanted to be defensive player of the year. I wanted to lead the league in assists. I never ever was like, I want to break the all-time scoring record. I've always prided myself on saying, I want to be the greatest to ever play this game. And that came from a motivation to myself, my drive to be the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Every so many years, they come out with a new roller coaster. And we've spent plenty of times going up and just testing out the new roller coaster. Many highs, many loops, how fast it is, whatever the case may be. And you get off just feeling so much excitement and just feeling like, I want to do it again. And I think my career has been like that. You know, your stomach drop at times. You're excited. You're yelling. Sometimes you can't hold you can't breathe. But you always want to do it again. It's been a pleasure and an honor so far in my career within these 20 years. That through the ups, through the downs, through the ins and outs, through the trials and tribulations, I've always maintained me. And I've done it my way. I didn't want to emulate anybody. I wanted to give praise to everyone that came before me. I wanted to acknowledge that I'm a historian of the game, but I didn't want to emulate nobody. I wanted to be myself. You know, if you stay true to yourself, I think you always feel better about the outcome, win, lose, or draw in life.
You feel that you're never going to make it out. You feel like the statistics are built up against you. You feel like the system is built against you to not succeed. You feel like there's no way that you're ever going to have an opportunity for your dreams to become a reality. I had dreams every day of playing in the NBA. I had dreams every day of being an inspiration to so many people. I always felt it was my job and my responsibility to come out and play the game at a high level and be as great as I can be. Because there is a kid in the inner city somewhere that's looking for inspiration and that's going to need it and maybe get it from me. So I'm LeBron James from Akron, Ohio, from the inner city. I'm not even supposed to be here. That's enough. Every night I walk into the locker room, I see a number 6 with James on the back. I'm blessed. So what everybody say about me off the court don't matter. I ain't got no worries.